AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A U.S. government official says the plane carrying four freed U.S. citizens has left Iran. The four, including Washington Post Tehran Bureau Chief Jason Rezaian, were freed by the Iranians in exchange for the U.S. releasing seven jailed Iranians and dropping charges against others. The administration insists the swap was not part of the nuclear deal with Iran, but Secretary of State John Kerry does say improved relations because of that deal helped.
There is no question that the pace and the progress of the humanitarian talks accelerated in light of the relationships forged and the diplomatic channels unlocked over the course of the nuclear talks.
The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports that GOP presidential candidates welcomed the release while they criticize how it came about.
Like several of the other GOP candidates, Ted Cruz said their release took too long, and he worries about the specifics of the swap.
It's a piece of propaganda for both Iran and the Obama administration.
Donald Trump said the deal is lopsided in favor of Iran.
We give them $150 billion. We give them essentially 22 people, but these are people that really did have problems, and we're getting back four people that didn't do anything wrong.
And he claimed to have had something to do with their release, telling the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition Convention he's been hammering the administration on the issue. Jerry Boatlander, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Two adults are dead. Four children have been hurt after at least two suspected tornadoes swept through central Florida this morning. Manatee County emergency officials tell WFLA-TV that several people were hurt as severe weather hit early in the morning. A number of homes have been damaged and at least one destroyed in Sarasota County. National Weather Service says a line of strong severe thunderstorms is moving through the area. This is AP Radio News. The New England Patriots are again in the AFC title game after beating Kansas City 27-20. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman said the club played just well enough to win.
We could have done better. We didn't score every time we were in the red area. One thing we did well, we had good ball security and we didn't turn the ball over.
They'll face the winner of today's Denver-Pittsburgh contest. In the NFC playoffs, Carolina will host Seattle today. Panthers center Ryan Khalil says his team's 15-1 regular season record is in the past.
I don't think any of that matters, and it doesn't matter previous games before that. What matters is this team, that team, and this Sunday, and who plays better.
The winner of the game will take on the Arizona Cardinals for the NFC title and a berth in next month's Super Bowl after Arizona beat Green Bay 26-20 in overtime last night. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.